Mr. Secretary General and distinguished members of this panel. I'd like to thank the Secretary General for the invitation to participate in this particular discussion. We deem it a very, very important subject matter, the subject of accelerating productive capacity. Of course, in the economics, the research or empirical research tends to focus a lot on human capital accumulation as one of the keys to, you know, enhancing productivity and ensuring that countries are able to move their production possibility frontiers. As a government in Ghana, we share this view as very, very key for productivity enhancement and accelerating productive capacity, because you cannot really develop when a lot of your people don't have the requisite skills, the requisite knowledge, the requisite education. And this is why, looking long term, our government yesterday launched for the first time a free senior high school education program, which will provide free secondary school education for all Ghanaians. And we believe that this will help with the requisite curriculum to, you know, produce a generation which is involved, which is included, which are problem solvers into the production possibilities frontier for Ghana to help us improve productive capacity. Fundamentally, we also know that you cannot accelerate or build productive capacity if you don't produce. And so we want to make sure that we are in a position to produce. And where do we want to produce? For Ghana, for example, as in many developing economies, the comparative advantage lies in agriculture. So if you're going to build productive capacity, you've got to look at how you do it in the sectors that you are really, which are really key to your development. And for us, we believe that that sector is agriculture, and this is why we are launching in November what we call a Marshall Plan for Agric in Ghana, which will involve a lot of application of science, the provision of the requisite infrastructure in terms of irrigation and so on, to be able to enhance agricultural productivity. Of course, agricultural productivity, once that is done, we also want to add value to all of that agricultural produce. And this is why we are also embarking on an industrialization program across the country. We have 216 districts in the country, and we are encouraging the private sector with our mantra, one district, one factory, that we want to see factories set up across the country so that you can see value addition to our raw materials, so that we don't remain raw material producing economies. By doing that, you essentially become more inclusive, and you enhance productive capacity across the country, not just in particular urban segments or a few cities. We are also embarking majorly, because today it's a knowledge economy and it's an ICT-dominated economy. And for developing countries, you cannot really see this enhancement of productivity if you ignore the ICT or the technological innovations that are taking place across the world. So we are also embarking on a major program of digitalization of the economy. In a few weeks, we will be issuing digital national ID cards. We would also launch in a month's time a digital address system for all of Ghana. And that will help us, no doubt, as well as in November, an interoperable payment system in Ghana. All of these are elements of formalization of our economies, which tend to be very, very informal. Once you formalize the economy, productive capacity would increase, because with property addressing and with national ID and so on, businesses can deliver services better, governments can deliver services better, whether it's in education, in healthcare, in agriculture. And we've seen this. We are also enhancing our ports. Very recently, we have embarked on a paperless system for our ports. And what is so remarkable, we embarked on this in September 1st this year. And within a few weeks of this happening, we've seen that revenues at the ports have increased by 56% just by plucking these leakages and so on. We also want to see, in the context of building capacity, that in the context of infrastructure development, which is so key in many areas, whether it's the railways, roads, or water, or energy, we want to see that Ghanaians or local residents participate, because if you don't acquire the capacity, there is a problem. And so we want to see that if you're going to build a railway, we look at what does it take and make sure that as much as possible we are part of that process of construction of infrastructure so that we gain capacity. We are also very, very keen to leverage our natural resources to build capacity, not just to exploit them, but to leverage them so that we add value to the natural resources and build capacity. So these are some of the areas that we are looking at as a government, but I think there's application across many, many developing economies on these issues. So these are my initial remarks, and we will look forward to further comment.